Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Chris Meeman. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the next Celebrity Big Brother US Season 2 recap right here on the podcast. It is good to be back in the grime of things. It is good. I know I took a couple days off, or I took a day off yesterday, but I had to get things, some things dealt with. As you know, crispyontheweb.com is back up for those who've been constantly on my social media listening. Or watching out for update and whatnot, the website is back up and running. So it is crispyontheweb.com now. It is not the other site. I don't even think the other site link would work at this point, because honestly, I don't even think it would work. Actually, I don't think it would actually be visibly able to work. And then I'm able to wear my t-shirt again. That is crispyontheweb.com on the back side of it. But yeah, you can go to crispyontheweb.com for all the social media and updates and much, much more. On a regular basis, 24/7, no restrictions. This time, we're free of that other site, which I will not name. I'm definitely free from that, and I'm happy. You know, I'm happy to be with Blogger, and you know, Blogger's been so great to me. They helped me out. I had a problem once. They helped me. I had another problem. They helped me again, and then finally we got it working, and then the .com finally pops up working. So it is good to be with these guys, because they are very, very, very helpful as well. And I highly recommend Blogger if you want to do a blogging website. It is very popular too. Blogger is a very, very, very popular website, just like WordPress is as well. But this is the way I decided to do things, and you know, I'm happy. And mind you, yes, I have not changed the banner yet on the website. I have to go through the layout and update that at some point tonight, as I've been doing all the social media changes on all around. So let's get ready to it. We're talking Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother Season 2 recap. We are recapping episode 3 and 4 of the podcast. And I said there was rumors that someone left. We will be talking about that tonight as well. And then there's some more rumors I am hearing as well, which is someone got expelled from the house. I don't know if it's true. Someone hit somebody. I do not know. So one of the female contestants, Lolo, I think it was. I don't know if that is true. We're going to find out over the next few days. So I'm not going to start rumors, but I'm hearing these things. I don't know if it's true. I know a lot of the sources are not overly great to have, because I know some of the sources are not, like, what's the word I'm looking for, reliable, and you know, you have to go with a reliable source. So okay, so we're gonna talk about this week, also talking about Jonathan is up in the HOH, obviously. I think he was actually talking Ryan and Jonathan and the HOH up in the a lot. So Ryan said Jonathan's up in the HOH. You know, obviously they're talking about, you know, they have to win the HOH and all that, because now they have that second part of it as well. And then calling Anthony is so smart, and Tom is like a sleeper. And then also Anthony's smart person, kind of a big kind of get the big threats on the block, aka him, which we know the whole truth behind Anthony. You know what, I forget his last name, but the Mooch, we know a lot about that at this point, what actually has gone on with him as well. So it's we know what went on towards the end of the week. So Tamara said you know, she is bummed. Anthony is bummed being on the block. Lowell said it was Jonathan who picked nominees, that it should have been it should have been Ryan's HOH, and it is Jonathan's HOH, not Ryan's. You know, it should be a group decision. So obviously we know that they're an alliance at this point. And then also Ryan said the alliance is, you know, what he needs right now. Obviously there's a ride and die to the end. And then Ryan adding an extra, you know, layers to the athletic. Oh yeah, he added a different letter. So it was instead of athletic, it was athletic. So he added another letter or vowel into the whole word. Tom talking about, you know, Trump, you know, Twitter being, you know, really big. We know Trump, we know the story behind his social social media, and I'm not going to get into politics on here. Darn right, I'm not going to get into politics with that. And then Trump talk, Anthony will not badmouth him. Jonathan was going to the gym where the ladies were. He actually went in, and then also he said, why did he come in? Little feels like he is sketching her out, and then obviously he is an alliance. We need him. He is playing us tomorrow, talking about, you know, get him out now while they can, which we know what happens. He is voted out of this game. Obviously, it was quite a big vote as well. And we're going to talk about that as well. So, Natalie and Lolo made a final two deal with each other. So, they're going to have to think of a name. She didn't realize that someone was in the room. And remember this whole Cindy with an S thing where Kevin was in the bathroom, going to the bathroom. And we ended up, Cindy was talking about Kevin Robert Martin. And here comes Kevin out of the bathroom and busted. Well, this is kind of the same similar thing, but it wasn't in the bathroom. It was actually in the room. Tamar was actually in the room at the moment. So, yeah, it was kind of an awkward moment there. It was kind of an awkward moment as well. And then Natalie says she did not make a final two. Didn't mention a final two. And then Tamar saying not to talking. Okay, and then Tamar was talking to get. Oh, and then, I don't know, talking about getting someone out. And then obviously Lolo was not happy. And then, of course, Tamar said a lot are making final two. So Tamar saying a lot of them are making final twos at this point. You know, they are really, really like everybody's making final twos at this point. And then she says this house has gone crazy. It has. I think it has gone pretty crazy in this house, especially right now. It has really, really, really gotten crazy. And then Tamar said, you know, he drives me crazy. And then she feels Jonathan will have a final two with Ryan. I think so. I think at this point, I think they're going to go. I think they did mention that they're going to be a ride and die to the final two. It will happen. It will happen where there will be a final two between, you know, the two of them. And then also Ryan Jonathan was saying to Ryan that they're trying to backdoor him. They are definitely, you know, trying to backdoor him. Definitely. And then saying what is up with Lolo, Beetle competition, HOH, three nominees, and two by random draw. And then Ryan actually had to pick them all. Apparently, I think Ryan actually got to pick everybody. Now, not normally in a regular season. Usually, it's like the HOH picks one person, and then the nominees pick two other people. But I think it's certain circumstances this time around that they are actually, you know, different. It's a little different with the season. Ricky didn't feel like competing, but he did. Joey was also picked. So it was a rock. They had to rock back and forth on a rocking horse. And once they do that 60 seconds, was it? I think it was 30 or 60 seconds. They had to, you know, they had to rock back and forth. Then they had to stack gold bars up. Then obviously they have to, after like 30 or 60 seconds or 30 seconds. It says 30 seconds in my paper. I could be incorrect on that, but you know, you have to stack up gold bars, then you have to go back and rock it back and forth for 30 more seconds. If you don't, then you are eliminated from the competition. The first person to stack all their gold bars wins the power of veto. And then they play the William Tell Overture, which I am very familiar with because they play the William Tell Overture when I was in high school, before first period in the mornings, and then after lunch, before the third period began, they used to play that crazy music in the hall, and we used to travel to that music, and I got used to it, and I still love the tune to this day. I really do like the William Tell Overture to this very day as well. So, Ricky was off his horse, Then he was stuck in gold, Ryan 2. Jonathan stuck in his bars. Joey said he hasn't lay off and not, he has to lay off and not win this competition. So he's not a threat. So obviously he is, he's thrown the competition pretty much. He is thrown the damn competition whatsoever. And then Anthony, what the heck? Anthony dropped his bars. And so he had to start all over again from scratch. And then Joey had half of his bars. So he was, actually Joey was doing pretty good considering. I think Joey was doing a very good job, honestly. And then Ricky was, had a nice pile. Jonathan had a nice pile as well, but it fell. And then Tom's bars, he could not, I guess his bars fell as well. So I guess his bars were, was a nice pile, but then obviously it dropped. Ricky won the power of veto. Ricky did not want, you know, didn't want to win it, obviously, and he doesn't really know what to do. He said this is making the decision very difficult. And then Candy said she wasn't against, they won't be against each other. Also, Jonathan said Tamar, Tamar made some comments. And then obviously, I guess this is the whole Candy and Tamar situation from, you know, outside the house. You know, they're the beef with each other. Obviously, Tamar said her marriage was rough and she made comments. So obviously Candy made some comments at her, and then Tamar thought they were trying to get along, you know, as long as they're in the house, they need to get along because honestly it's not going to be very pleasant, especially with them in the house. And then Tamar said Tamar said something else, and then of course talking about, you know, it wasn't happening, Tamar said it wasn't, you know, appropriate what she said. And says she wasn't trying to attack her. So obviously trying to make the statement that, you know, she wasn't trying to attack her. She was trying, you know, just trying to be nice, I guess. But, you know, I don't know. Tamar mentioned that they had a beef, or they had, you know, their share of ups and downs outside the house, I'm thinking, there's going to be some drama this season. There will be definitely some drama going on this season as well. Ryan talking about Ricky, you know, the straight, you know, a deal. Also, you know, aligned with the girls. Ryan said they are trying to keep it, you know, they're trying to keep it all the same. The girls are trying to, you know, I guess, I don't know. The girls are trying to, like, go up. I think the girls are starting to make an alliance. I think they actually did. We're going to talk about that. I think they did actually made an alliance, obviously. I think the girls, a couple of the girls made their own alliances. Oh, yeah, they did. That's right. Because I talked about it in the last podcast, didn't I? The four tops, wasn't it? The girls made a side alliance. There are so many alliances. I'm just completely lost this season. Obviously, I am completely lost with this season, with the way alliances. It is crazy, but it's amazing to see what goes on. Like, the dynamics of the game changes so much, so fast, you know? It's crazy. So, and then also, Ricky uses it, you know, put up one of the girls, Lolo. They're talking about that as well. And then, also, I guess Candy and Tamar were trying to talk about what was going on tour. Candy thought that they were trying to make amends. And then Ricky was talking to Lolo about Ryan saying that there's an alliance with you and the girls. And if Ricky uses the veto, he will put up Lolo on the block. So I guess that's going to be a red flag for Lolo. Like, oh, Ryan's going to put me up. And after that, they're supposed to be in the alliance. And what happens? You know, it's like, you're supposed to be in alliance with me, but hello, you're putting me on the block? That makes a lot of sense. I know Brian doesn't know anything about this game right now. Not right now, but he knows nothing about this game. He is completely clueless with the game of Big Brother. So, you know, it is very, 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 very confusing on what is going on. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, and then Lolo, you know, was mentioned it to Tamar. Lolo said Ryan had the nerve to want to put her on the block. So the veto meeting, Ricky decided not to use power veto. So obviously the veto was not used, which means, you know, Lolo won't be going up on the block. So Ricky, so nobody, you know, came up to him with a strong enough offer. And then he did not want to use the veto because he wasn't, you know, happy. Then, like, nobody up there was worth saving up there. The Mooch is going to go out there and mooch. And then Tom said it is, like, you know, his real life. Lowell said if Ricky is telling the truth, that they will get out Jonathan next. So Jonathan is the, I guess, the target at this point. Definitely, Jonathan is on the chopping block. So going into the eviction, because I know I, like I said before, I do two episodes a week, two episodes per recap right now, just to kind of ease off things. So we're going right into the next episode, the fourth episode, which is the eviction episode. One person will be leaving the house before the voting begins. That's what Julie said. So obviously there's a mole in this house, and they were talking about it. They were definitely talking about it. They were talking about, you know, the fact that there's a mole in the house. Obviously, there is a mole in the house. He's not really there, you know, to play the game whatsoever. And we're going to find out. We are going to actually, you know, someone will be leaving. So Tom said, Tom saying that he's still on the block, not good, and people being paranoid? Yes. And it, or is he being paranoid? Yes. Lolo is glad Ricky didn't use the veto, but, you know, has to find out what the heck is going on. And then Anthony said he doesn't have very many lies left. He has to, but he still have a few more lies left. Sorry, that makes no sense to you guys. He doesn't have very many more lies to give, but he does still have a few in his bag, obviously. And Jonathan and Ryan talking about, you know, Natalie and Lolo, you know, after, you know, Ricky did not use the veto. And then also talking, did a movement with her fingers or something, like, you know, after the veto, Ricky didn't use it. He used, like, ladies use their fingers, movement of some sort. I do not know what to really call it, but it is very confusing what to call it. So, do they think that they are going out? And Jonathan said, do they think they're going to go after him? Ryan said, yes. And then John, you know, talking about that they think the girls are going after him. You know, obviously they have an alliance, which is true. They do have an alliance with one another. And Ryan called everyone to the living room. Obviously now the secret of what's happening to the Mooch is going to be revealed. Twist can happen anytime in the Celebrity Big Brother house, and there will be obviously celebrity updates in the house. ET Canada came on and the celebrity house guest has left the game. Anthony came on saying he's no longer on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, but he was part of the Big Brother Celebrity Twist. So obviously he is leaving his mark on the Celebrity Big Brother house. He left the Celebrity Big Brother house at the first thing he mentioned, and then they are also one step closer to the $250,000. Anthony is giving the nominees a second chance at the game with a second power of veto. So it's going to be a power veto about, you know, the Mooch, obviously. So Ryan will also have to nominate a second house guest for eviction. Ryan nominated Candy, and then obviously their personality did not mesh. Also haven't talked in the house as well. And then Candy knew this, you know, Candy kind of knew this was going to happen. She had a kind of an idea that this could happen to her, obviously. And then Ryan, you know, put her up because of the drama. So the HOH, I think, and the three nominees, and I think one or two more will compete. I think it's one more will compete. So Mooch's veto is about him. There's like headlines where they have to, you know, guess which headlines are true and which headlines are fake. So Ryan telling Jonathan, Candy did not want to bond with him after. Ryan telling Jonathan if someone wins, they'll take themselves down, or they'll take someone down, and then obviously they can put up Lolo as a replacement nominee. So the second veto, obviously, like I said, they gotta read headliners, they're gonna figure out if it's true or if it's a fake timeline, and then also whoever answers the most correct questions will win the power of veto. And then he called it Mooch Tasket. Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Fuck, use my language. Sorry, I don't swear too much on this podcast. So the first one was, the veto medallion looks like Trump's toilet seat at Trump Tower. It was true. Cato also said, remember the final power something. And then Mooch also has the final moving in group. That's what Dina mentioned. Also, Mooch said this is more stressful than the White House. That was actually true as well. That was actually very, very true. Where Mooch said this is more stressful than, you know, than White House. Jonathan also guessed 9 were true. Headlines, Dina guessed 7. Tom guessed 7. Ryan guessed 7. And then Candy guessed 6. Cato guessed 8. The winner of the veto on the paper is Cato. And then Lolo said, with Cato winning the veto, she could be backdoored. Mooch said he made a lot of friends in this house, and that was the last time we actually saw Anthony on the screen or in the house. And I will talk about his picture too, as well down the road. Hale said he is, Kale said to Tom he is pulling him down, and as Tom said, you know, glad you won the veto. Tom will never vote for him whatsoever, and Cato wants to go to the final two with him. Ryan knows Lolo has the girls as well, and then he is going to talk to Lolo, you know, find out what's going on. He's gonna find out what the heck is going on, and, you know, try to figure out what is going on between the two of them. Ryan talking to her, she said he went and threw her under the bus. Then she felt like she lost a friend. You know, he has been straight with Jonathan and Joey. So Ryan said, you know, putting up Lolo is not the best decision right now. Obviously, he is tired of hurting people. Second veto meeting, Cato decided not to use the power veto on Tom. So he decided to veto Tom. So Tom is now safe. Ryan put up Joey? Now I'm thinking, what the heck? Put up Joey? That's kind of odd that he actually put up Joey. I just kind of scratched my head like, huh, that makes no sense to me. That really does make no sense with me whatsoever. So Ryan did not put up Lolo. He actually put up Joey so he can go after. So obviously they're going to go after Candy. Jonathan said if he goes through this, he actually makes it through this week, he will go through a house adjustment. Attitude adjustment. And then Tom said, you know, it's best if Candy stays, go after Johnny or Jonathan at this point. So they're going after Joey or Jonathan at this point. Too many house guests with J. That's the problem I'm figuring out. It's too many people with J, obviously. So if they get a strong competitor out, that would be the best move. Tom likes Candy and wants to keep her around. Ricky said it's not good with her and Tamar. Lowell said it's probably best to get out Candy at this point, which, you know, ease the house. The live eviction, Julie said there will be more, you know, celebrity breaking news to come throughout the season. The live votes for Jonathan is Dina, Cato, Tamar, Ricky, Tom, Lolo, Natalie, and then one vote for Candy was Dina. So with a vote to 6-1, Jonathan was evicted from the Big Brother house. So, obviously, let's go right to the end of this episode, and we're going to talk about it. Jonathan said, you know, he is free and to have fun in this house, so he said, he wasn't mad. He was not mad at all. He was okay with being evicted, you know? He just did not, he was happy. He was very happy with, being evicted, obviously. So, Julie also said he had before I go into what Julie said, Anthony's picture was finally gray. They finally grayed out Anthony's freaking picture was grayed out finally. So obviously I see what the heck they did. They kept it bright or in color until obviously Friday night because of this whole entire, you know, Jonathan, or until this twist or the second veto was played. Then they darked out or they grayed out, you know, Anthony's picture. So that's why they did it. That is really interesting. That was really, really interesting. So going to Julie, she said he had the numbers to stay this week. Obviously, he made a lot of alliances too. I wonder if that was a mistake. Maybe that was a mistake. He made too many alliances. You know, he made way too many alliances. Who knows? So, because he made alliances with everyone pretty much. And then, obviously, they said, Jonathan said he don't team up with a gold Olympic medalist, aka Lolo. And obviously, Ryan didn't do anything wrong, obviously. It was Lolo that voted, because I believe what the vote, Lolo did vote for Jonathan. So, yeah, I guess that could have been the thing. So, and then Jonathan will be back. He will vote who wins. He will be voting to who will win this game. So he's the first member of jury officially, because I guess Anthony does not count as a jury member. Obviously, he will definitely, it'll be a jury of, I guess, 9, I guess. I think jury of 8 or 9, I think. I don't know. I have to wait and see with the numbers as the weeks go on. Well, we're not that far away. We're about, let's see, 13 days plus 3, that's 16, 17 days. We're 17 days from finale already. And I'm already counting down because I know you guys are figuring it out. I'm probably excited about the Big Brother Canada. I am, yes, as well. So that's it for this episode. That is a wrap. Final thoughts is it was a good week. It was a crazy week. Actually, it was a very, very, very crazy week for everybody in the house, especially. So I'm looking forward to what's going to happen this week. This Friday as well, this will be the final Music City CMT Season 2 recap, as this Friday, or this Thursday, sorry, is the season finale of Music City on CMT. So we'll be wrapping up the recap this week on Friday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, and then we'll be right into the Celebrity Big Brother from Friday until the 14th, and then we'll be into the Survivor Edge of Extinction, which starts on February 20th, and then on March 6th will be Big Brother Canada will be coming up, and I'm still working on the schedule. I do have the schedule for Big Brother Canada. I do have it ready, and I have an idea on what I want to do. I would like to do, you know, more, and you know, I like to do it twice a week, possibly, just to, you know, kind of ease things off. It would be kind of a little bit more easier for me. I could do a lot more, like, with a live feed update. I could do, like, some live feed stuff as well, but we'll see how things go. I will figure things out. Until then, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything But TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web. We'll see you guys back here on Tuesday night for the next Celebrity Big Brother recap, followed by Music City CMT season finale on Friday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. So Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and then Friday at 6 will be the other show as well. Till then, have a good one. Have a good Monday. We'll see you guys tomorrow. See you guys on Tuesday. Bye for now.